letters of the Rebbe, volume 11, letter number 3403. Baruch Hashem, again, the Rebbe's birthday, Yud Aleph Nisan, in the year Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. Havasik v'chosid, with the titles, Mayreinur, Avram Mordechai Sheyichye Zilberstrom. And he was in the involved in the, we had letters from the Rebbe to him before, he was involved in the Reshet Ola Yosef Yitzchok in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. He says, that first we don't see. Number two, so the Rebbe says, this is something which is related to the time in Yonah de Yoima, is the organizing of this gathering of the teachers, headed by the principals of all the Bate Sefer and the discussion, and together they're figuring out the new year and the new season, and for the new year. I guess one semester is starting after Pesach, and then the next year that comes following that. And also preparation to get kids signed up. So this was a meeting that was taking place at that time. It was a kinus, a gathering. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you should utilize this gathering, this kinus, also to figure out about improvements, possible improvements in ways of education, about plans for lesson plans, how to plan the learning. And the Rebbe says, in a non-official way, in my view, the time has already come to find ways how to connect also with the parents of the boys and the girls of the students, and to also influence them. Not just their children that are going to school, should be a reach out also to the parents. Because in addition to the fact that it's necessary that the spirit in the home should not oppose the influence of the school. If you teach the kids religion or mitzvahs in the home, in the school, and they come home and the parents don't observe or don't appreciate that, there is a gap between the school and the home. So if you reach out to the home, so first of all, that will eliminate the opposition or the negative influence of the school. On the contrary, besides that, that in of itself is something very important. Even though it's not of the direct responsibility of a school, the parents of the school, that's not the direct, but it's a very important part. So the Rebbe says, notwithstanding that it's not the main thing, but you should do it. The Rebbe says to utilize, see, the Rebbe wants them to utilize the learning, the school children, for more than just the school. The Rebbe wants them also to consult and to learn, to look for ways to improve. But mainly the Rebbe wants to create a connection to the parents of the children. So the question number three that they asked the Rebbe was a question about that the Chabad, Tzira Agudas Chabad, shall be teaching some holy subject in a totally non-religious school. Would come in there to a non-religious school and they would teach like Torah in a non-religious school. The Rebbe says, no, it's self-understood, you cannot do that within the walls of this school, because this would be giving a sort of a stamp of approval, a hechsher, on the school, on the Bet Sefer that you're teaching. And therefore, we can worry, maybe a lot, some of the parents don't want to send there because it's not a religious school, and now they're going to start sending their children there. So the Rebbe is worried about giving the impression that it is a kosher school because of they'll be teaching Torah over there, and others, while they weren't sending yet, but now they'll start sending. Even though the Rebbe says there were some places that they do that, and also in New York, the Rebbe says, but they still do it with the emphasis. That's like they have the release hours. They do it with emphasis not to be in the walls of the school. They have them in a shul next door. So it's not part of the school, and it's not part of the program of the curriculum of this school. That's not part of their program. He says this comes really not from the school. This comes from the initiative of the students, or we encourage them for that. But it's not. The Rebbe says the only involvement of the administration of the schools is that they don't stop it, or they also support it in unofficial ways to the initiatives, to the specific initiatives of the students, who individual students. In other words, it's not projected as a program of the school. The school doesn't promote it. It's just for, the school will help for specific students in the specific case. So the Rebbe therefore says, for sure, you should find either a shul or some other place that the students of that school can learn there the Jewish studies, the Limudei Kodesh, they can study. Rebbe doesn't want it to be perceived as a school if it's a non-religious school. The Rebbe says, self-understood, you can publicize my opinion to all those that are interested, especially Tzitzit Agudas Chabad, .. And the Rebbe wishes him for the Festival of Matzahs, which is coming upon us, and for all Yidden, for the good. So you should celebrate it with all your family in a kosher and a happy way with blessings of the Yom Tov. So the Rebbe wants him to utilize these gatherings to improve the education and to look for means to connect to the parents. That would be helpful for the students, but it's also good for the parents. That's in of itself. And the Rebbe says not to learn those in a non-religious school, but to find another space, because that could be interpreted as an approval of that school. Other people might be sending there that are not sending till now. And Rebbe says this goes out, it goes on in New York, but it's also made in a way that it should not be interpreted as a program of the school, with the emphasis making it somewhere else, not in the time, as the Rebbe elaborates.